Hey, and welcome to the JunoCast. This is your host, Juno, and today I'm going to charm your senses with some underground, electric, and experimental music. We're going to start it slow with a new unique music entity known as Beats Antique, a three-piece band from Oakland, California. In their recent album, Collide, they serve as a vortex of Middle Eastern beats, hip-hop, hearing some breakbeat in there, and down-tempo. Here's a track off Collide called Beauty Beats. Beauty Beats by Beats Antique. Both of their albums are available on iTunes and Amazon.com if you're interested. Again, you are listening to the JunoCast. Please visit my website. It's junoradio.podomatic.com. You're probably there already. And leave some comments or questions. Our next artist is Alaska in Winter, an American electronic specimen germinated by the lead Brandon Bethencourt. It's kind of in the strain amongst Beirut. We got the members of Beirut, including famous musician Zach Condon and Heather Trost of Beirut lineage, as well as well as a hawk and a hacksaw. Also, we got Harry Zinuwinski, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, who makes up half of the electropop music duo that's entitled Rap. Yeah, Rap. It's not actually rap music, so you might want to take a look into that. Very similar to the electric stuff we're hearing here. And the other side of that duo, Rap, also Brandon Bethancourt shows up again. We're gonna listen to this band. It's called Alaska in Winter, and this track is called Balkan Lowrider Anthem. Let me know what you think. Welcome back. We just heard Balkan Lowrider Theme by Alaska in Winter. Let's keep the music rolling. Our next track is Rat Tat Tat, an electric music duo based in New York City who has quite a tour record under their straps. Here is Sweesha from their second album entitled Classics.
Thank you.
Swisha by Rat-Tat-Tat. If you are interested in this track, these dudes have 3 studio albums released, and they're also active in the remixing realm of music. They have a great version of Wanderlust by Bjork, who they actually had the pleasure of going on tour with. I honestly lit up when I heard this song, Wildcat, backing up the latest Rhapsody commercials. You might have heard that going around. And probably one of my dork moments there. A lot of people have not heard of Rat-Tat-Tat, but then again, the purpose of this podcast, getting really original music that doesn't get as much media attention as it should out there to your ears. So now I'm going to introduce to you 2 London-based artists. Next up is Asian Dub Foundation and Trans Global Underground.
I'm a
So we just heard two London-based electronic groups. That was Dole Rinse, as in the Dole Drum, by Asian Dub Foundation. And after that, you heard Scully by the Trans Global Underground. In both of these pieces, you hear some world fusion influences. So if you are interested in some world fusion music, you really want to check out these guys. Our next track is from a band who hails from Norway. This artist has been compared to Chemical Brothers as well as Crystal Method. But I actually think this next piece captures their own original style. This next song is called Rainy Transylvanian Day. It's from their second album, Cinematronics.
Thank you.
Rainy Transylvanian Day by Ugress. Next, we are going to hear from a very popular trip-hop electronic musician, Tricky. In this next piece, he shares the microphone with Italian singer Constanza Francavilla, who collaborated with him on the album Vulnerable, off which this next track comes. Here is Hollow. That was Hollow from artist Tricky. You might recognize his vocals from various Massive Attack tracks. Our next two artists are on the popular Ninja Tune label out of England, independent and London-based, and founded by artists from the duo Cold Cut. We've got Blockhead up next, a hip-hop producer who works out of Manhattan, New York. Besides producing hip-hop for other artists all day, he also is a recording artist. and you're going to hear his next piece entitled You've Got Maelstrom.
Something's about to happen, but I don't know what.
So we just heard You've Got Maelstrom by Ninja Tune artist Blockhead. That sounds like an SAT word. I'm looking it up. Maelstrom is actually a very powerful whirlpool, large swirling body of water, says Wikipedia. Our next artist is considered one of the gems of the Ninja Tune label. Most successful artist, Amon Tobin. This is my track right to you, entitled Lighthouse.
Thank you.
If anyone has ever played Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell Chaos Theory, you probably heard this. I myself, an underprivileged video game fan, has not had the pleasure, and yet this is a track that really entrances me every time I hear it. Our next band is called Stateless. Here's another electronic tune entitled This Language.
Meditate upon the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Do unto others as you would have them do unto them. And if we think along those lines, then wars and talk of wars will be more.
Speak, explosive speech. Say
subject of compassion, on the subject of peace. There would be peace, there would be good, there would be compassion.
All right, so we just heard the band Stateless, also from the UK. That was their track entitled This Language, and they are off K7 Records, or precisely exclamation point K7 Records. Again, you have been listening to the JunoCast. If you would like to make any requests or any recommendations for me, we want to get some underground electronic music out there, so I'll take any names or artists. Please feel free to contact me through my podcast account, which you are logged into right now, junoradio.podomatic.com. I'm saving the best for last. Here is Kid Koala, also of the Ninja Tune family, and neighbor of Amon Tobin, with Third World Lover. Enjoy.
We'll be right back. приятно. Поехали на